I'm Karina and this is Nick, and we're going to introduce you to the world of data centers today. Before we can understand our project, we need to define what a data center actually is. And it turns out it's just a large room that has a lot of server racks and a lot of coolers. Not these coolers, but cooler coolers. And they have become increasingly important in the last decade. So we're not just satisfied with a data center that works, we want a better one. And what makes a data center better? Like everything in computing, it's got to be cheaper, it's got to be secure, and the entire system is trying to tell you it's got to be robust and highly available. And of course we want to be green because we care for the footprint, we care for environment. But not just that. There is the Carbon Reduction Committee, which is a mandatory scheme that taxes you more if you emit more footprint. So everyone has become more green since this came to power in 2010. The most important question we had to ask ourselves is, what is efficiency? And of course, there are generic measures such as power usage effectiveness, which is the ratio of the whole power that goes into data center to the power that's actually going into useful computing, and the rest is dissipated into physical infrastructure. We want to minimize this parameter, of course, but it turns out this is not enough to just take PUE and to judge whether the data center is efficient or not. So the challenge is that data centers are all different, and we want to take one particular data center and take all the little parameters it's got and over time determine how it performs under what configurations. And another important question was what to measure. And it turns out only these four parameters are just enough to be able to make such a judgment. So it's power consumption in effective computing, IT load, and temperature. So we came up with a system, and I let the man to talk you through it.
Right. So after we've decided on the parameters that we would need to analyze our data, we came up with a strategy for how we would have the data to the user. So we would house all our information in a database and analyze it both for generating graphs, because visual data is always easier to interpret for a person, and also do some statistical analysis, which would all come to the GUI. And I'll show a couple of examples. So out here we have the basic layout of our GUI. You can specify your date range, and we allow you to specify a varied number of data sets that you wish to compare. And we have the various parameters that we decided were important for analyzing data. And from these, you can get your graphs, with such as over here we've got an IT load against time graph over the specific time you've saved. And we allow you the option of putting several graphs on the same page so as to do a comparison, an easy comparison, as you can see the two graphs. So over here for the same time period, we see what the IT load did and the power utilization for that specified IT load. And you can tell that, you can see over here that the power went down, but the IT load stayed the same. So you would want to know what exactly happened here and see how that would affect your data set. And that's probably what you wish to have. And from that, we also give you the option of pie charts, basically allowing you to see which rack is using power mostly. So sort of we can see over here for rack C, there was an anomaly here, because 0% basically means our rack is down, the system's down, you probably need to get some maintenance in there. And we... Sorry about that.
Wrong way.
Oh yeah.
One key at a time.
No, I hit the end.
You hit the end?
Okay. Yes.
I went home.
Sorry about that.
It's not our problem.
All right. Yes. A final graph is a quartile-quartile graph, basically allowing you to compare two distributions, such as you can see with power, the distributions were varied, whereas with PUE, they were close to each other. And we also allow a statistical analysis, which basically, given a data set, will tell you highlight any information that basically stood out so that you would know and easy to read in words. And basically options panels connect to your database, and that basically gives you this as the overall picture. Which
and the result is a visual power tool that will allow an engineer to look at it and see, oh, this configuration has been more successful, better stick to it. And it's scalable, and you can integrate it in any data center to make it super efficient. And I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you. All right.